The Daily Argus. Pistorius, fallen hero.
Oscar Pistorius, the South African athlete accused of murdering his girlfriend Reeva Steenkamp on Valentine's Day in 2013, has just been released on parole after serving only 10 months behind bars. He remains under house arrest at his uncle's house in Pretoria. His early parole angered Reeva's mother, June Steenkamp, who said in a statement, "We do not seek to avenge Reeva's death. That will not bring her back to us. However, a person found guilty of a crime must be held accountable for their actions." She referred to the high rate of violent crime in South Africa, saying that an incarceration period of 10 months for taking a life is simply not enough. Criminals and murderers would hardly see 10 months behind bars as a deterrent, would they? This sort of thing makes a mockery of our legal system. Prison Chief Zach Modise said that Pistorius was being released because he had behaved well in prison and has successfully completed a number of courses, among them one on anger management. "His parole is entirely appropriate within our legal system," Modise said. He denied claims that Pistorius received preferential treatment in prison. The high-profile case of Oscar Pistorius, like that of O.J. Simpson before him, was followed by hundreds of thousands of people around the world. The media covered the story in detail. The beautiful young model, the world-class athlete, violence, guns, disability rights, gender equality, an African female judge, and last but not least, the complicated legal difference between manslaughter and murder. From the very beginning, the case hinged on this very important legal point. Did Pistorius know that it was his girlfriend behind the locked bathroom door, or did he not? The facts of the case are well known. Oscar Pistorius, the much-admired Olympian athlete, fatally shot his girlfriend, the model Reeva Steenkamp, in his luxury home in Pretoria in 2013. He was arrested and charged with murder. At the trial, Pistorius claimed that it had all been a terrible mistake. He admitted to firing the fatal shots, but he pleaded innocent to the charge of murder. When he took the stand, he told a packed court that on the night of the accident he heard an unknown intruder in his house. He felt frightened and vulnerable without his prosthetic legs, and in his panicked state of mind he shot at the intruder hiding in the bathroom, accidentally killing his girlfriend. A neighbour, Michelle Berger, testified that she heard screams from a woman on the night of the murder, followed by gunshots and the sound of a man yelling for help. Prosecutors accused Pistorius of having a violent argument with Steenkamp, which resulted in her locking herself in the toilet. During his testimony, Pistorius broke down in tears. "I was not convinced by this show of emotion," one man who asked to remain anonymous said. "There are reports that he had taken acting lessons before his court appearance, but he denied these claims, of course." His supporters always believed Pistorius to be innocent of murder. "What people outside South Africa don't understand," said law student Adam Stoltz, "is that this is a violent society. Burglars here don't just steal your TV and politely leave your house. They carry guns and knives, and they use them. Innocent citizens think they cannot depend on the police to protect them, and they buy guns to protect themselves. When you wake up in the middle of the night suspecting an intruder in your house, your first reaction is not to call the police. Your first reaction is to protect yourself with your gun." The presiding judge, Tokosile Masipa, acquitted Pistorius of murder, but found him guilty of manslaughter, sentencing him to 5 years in prison. At the time, her decision was seen as fair by some, and a sad miscarriage of justice by others.